even say thank you to me. He took it and left.
And I've heard the rest 1,000 times. I know it by heart. You go home. They call you in the middle of the night that a car has hit my father on the road. And the driver goes to take him to the hospital. But when he finds out on the way that he's died, he drops him in front of the hospital and simply runs away.
You mean you don't believe the things your uncle is telling you?
If this is the truth, then why hide it all these years? And helping Delavar out financially once or twice, not for 20 years. Forgive me, Uncle, but it's very difficult to believe the things you're saying.
Don't go down that road, Behzad. You'll end up getting lost.
Forgive me, Uncle, but I haven't been convinced by these words. That's why I'll go down this road all the way to the end, so I can find out exactly what's going on. Goodbye.
Go and do whatever the hell you want to. This is my final word. Don't forget it. Once you set foot out of here, you can never come back.
It's not for nothing that they always said the truth is bitter. I'm after the truth, Uncle. The truth. I'm willing to pay whatever price I have to for it. Good night to you. Goodbye.
Why are you so upset? You'll have a heart attack. We'd let a snake in our midst without knowing it, and he's supposed to be family. All the bad that happens to a person is at the hands of their family.
I haven't been convinced, Mom. Anyway, I'm not the one that started it to want to end it. So Hale getting fired made me aware of a truth, and it was for me to realize who my uncle is.
Man, Behzad, you're saying the same things again. Sir Hale is your uncle's enemy. He can come up with just about any lie he wants. Am I wrong, then?
Look, Behzad, an enemy, a thief, can't be convincing reason for your actions.
That's exactly what I'm saying here.
For God's sake, stop it now, Behzad.
Why should I stop, Mother? I'm not doing anything. It's you who's giving me a hard time. Let me tell you something. I'm talking to all of you. If you don't want to stand beside me, it's not a problem. But I just asked you not to stand in front of me.
Look here, Behzad. Listen to me. I'm sorry to say it, but from now on, I'm not beside you, bro. I won't be beside you or in front of you. I'm just a stranger. I'm a nobody. Man, I'm announcing it to everyone. From tomorrow, I'm going back to the factory and I'm telling Uncle I made a mistake. I'll say I made a mistake so I can get my job back,
man. You made
a
mistake? That's really great. So don't ask me anything in front of this guy because I don't want my uncle to get news of it.
Eh? Get news, man? What? You don't want news of him either?
Stop it, Manuchehr.
Mom, we've got a guest tomorrow.
Now, in the middle of all this, you want to invite a guest? Who is it?
Aunt Fatima.
Who? What?
If it's not too much trouble, prepare yourselves for dinner.
How on earth did you find her?
I told you not to ask me anything in front of this guy. Leave it for later.
You see, Soraya? It's just me that's a stranger.
Pour another glass of water, darling. I don't know why I keep getting so thirsty today. Thank you.
What does that mean? I'm getting really fed up with them. The more I say anything, the more arrogant they become.
Stop it now, Mother. Don't make things any worse than they already are.
It's been 25 years that they've been making me mad with the things they do. That's just great of them. That's how they pay back our kindness. The boy just said whatever he wanted to.
Stop it now, Sarur. I don't want to hear anything.
I kept quiet and kept it inside so much it's stuck in my throat. In all these years, I haven't been able to say one word in protest to you.
What do you want to say, woman? Have I not done enough for you and your children?
Whatever you've done for us, you've done 10 times more for them. You think I've forgotten? You think I don't remember?
Right now isn't the time for these things. I'm not in the mood to hear it. Don't you interfere!
Oh, yes, I shouldn't interfere. I have to do everything for them. I have to put up with all the troubles they cause. I have to deal with your getting sick and headaches. And then I shouldn't interfere? You know what makes me happy? The fact that you finally realize who they are. Now, are you going to still reject suitors for this child?
Mother, please don't involve me in your fight. You have to allow me to decide about my own life.
Surur,
I was forced to take care of my brother's family because I had a responsibility. Bahar, you don't have the right to mention Bazad's name in this house anymore. You understand? Now leave me alone, I want to rest. Go on.
Didn't you hear him?
What the hell do you want from me?
Didn't you call me here? I thought you needed me. If there's a problem, you can tell me about it, Dad.
Go on, child, go.
Sure, I'll go, but I just ask you to control your temper, Dad. If you want to talk to me, I'll be right here, okay?
Get going already.
That was really good, Dad. In psychiatry, they call this releasing tension.
Yes, your orders are all at the printing company.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't know. I don't have an exact date for it. He's not here. He's been on a trip for a while now, you
Hello.
See.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello, ma'am. How can I help you?
I'm Bahar Faroozanfar. I'm Mr. Faroozanfar's
cousin. How are you doing? Are you well, ma'am? I'm Chagini, one of the partners in the company.
Glad to meet you.
We're very happy you've come, Miss Faroozanfar.
Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't recognize
you. It's no problem. Is he here?
No, unfortunately. The truth is, he's turned off his cell phone. He has another line, but we don't have the number. Why don't you just have a seat and stay here? We'll bring you some tea or coffee, and maybe he'll be here by then.
I can take you so that you can wait in his office if you'd like.
No, thanks. I have to go. If he comes here or calls, if you could be so kind enough to tell him to call me, please.
Yes, of course.
Thank you. With your permission, goodbye.
Give my regards to your father.
That's very kind of you. Goodbye for now.
What's the story, Miss Jafari?
I don't know, but I think there's some problems between those two families, you see.
For now, with Bazad not knowing what he's doing, there's plenty of problems here, too.
Who is it?
Hello, I'm Faroozanfar, Bazad Faroozanfar.
Go ahead and put your arm around her. And you get close to your mum. Uh-huh, now smile. Smile wide so I can see your teeth. Good job. And mummy should smile as well. 3, 2, 1. Thank you very much.
Miss Atare, I want to take a picture of her alone as well.
With the same clothes?
No, I've bought clothes for her.
Very well. Go ahead and change your clothes, and I'll be back in
All
a
right.
moment. If you don't mind, let's talk in the kitchen.
Yes.
It's just I don't have a lot of time, Mr. Faroozanfar. Please, get to the point.
You were supposed to give me the video that's in Sahail's cell phone.
Look here, little prince. I told you several times. If you want the video, Sahail has to get out of jail.
Shh! She can hear you. The court said the bail to get Sohail out is 50 million tomans. I barely make enough to cover my own costs. Here you are.
Thank you very much. It seems your business is doing well. A photo studio without a sign, above the door, without a license, without any worries or taxes. If you're in my place, what would you do?
If we had money, we wouldn't have to sneak around.
Look, Mr. Faroozanfar, you're the one who needs Sohail, so you need to come up with the bail.
Are you saying this, or is Sahail?
What me, Sahail, and Sharam say is the same thing.
That's how it is.
Well, and what if I can't get the bail money together?
Then you'll have to forget about the video, go to your dear uncle, and tell him you made a big mistake. That you're an idiot.
Sharam, watch what you're saying.
All right.
Mr. Tari?
Yes?
I've changed to Sal's clothes.
I'm coming. Sorry.
Miss Itare, tell Sahil I'll make it up to him.
Make it up by getting him out.
Huh? What?
It looks like you're looking for trouble.
Look, little prince. I just love trouble.
Look, Mr. Trouble, forget it for now. We're on the same team.
Eh?
That's right. Goodbye.
Take care of yourself, teammate. Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Hello, sir.
Sir, please, I'm at your service.
Take your hand off
sir,
me.
Allow
what
me.
Are you doing? Who let you in here?
Sir, I made a big mistake. You can say whatever you want, but I made a terrible mistake.
I don't need to hear it. You were fired.
But come on, please, sir. There's a process for firing someone, even for someone as great as you are. Please, help
so
me.
So what?
Well, sir, you know I'm your servant, but firing someone without giving them their pay, without giving them the money that they are owed, it's not right. It just means that a great man like yourself wants to teach his servant a lesson. Sir, sure, look, I learned my lesson. It's over and done with. I made a big mistake out of ignorance, sir, on Minutia's life. My problem is that I'm the husband of your nephew's sister. You can see for yourself. All these years I've been working for you like a dog, but I still don't have a roof over my head. I'm living under their roof. I'm eating my bread at their table. Sure, sir, you got it. If you want me to, I will go and I will live in a tent if you want me to. I will, I promise you.
Go and fool yourself. These tricks and games make me sick.
Sir, I swear to you, I've been fooled myself.
Don't do whatever the hell you like. You've been fired.
Hello there, sir.
Hello, sir. Hello. How are you? Go back to your work. Go back to work.
Yes, you know, so as I was saying, it doesn't make any sense.
Hello, sir. Sir, forgive me. Hello, sir.
Hello.
I'm with you. Sir, I shouldn't say it, but last night when Bezard came to the house, he said to me...
Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you? When Bezard came home after seeing you, I hit him. I hit him so hard that he was actually seeing stars.
You hit
him? Yes, sir. I told him he didn't have the right. I slapped him so hard that it left an imprint of my fingers right on his face.
You made a big mistake raising your hand to my nephew.
Sir, but then what's the answer to the things that he's done, sir? Sir... He deserved a slap, sir. He did.
Who are you to teach anyone a lesson?
Oh, I just love that you're so kind. Bizard's done so many bad things to you, and you're still defending him. I'm really ashamed. Since it's like this, let me tell you the truth, sir. I didn't hit him, but I swear I yelled at him like... I yelled at him like you wouldn't believe. You don't believe me? You can call and ask him. Sir, I'm at the end of the line, I swear, please. I don't know what to do. I'm a nobody in the middle of all of this for the sake of those daughters of yours. Don't get me mixed up in this fight.
Come to my office. I want to talk.
What, sir? Man, get back to your work down there.
Thank you. Excuse me.
Come in.
Hello, Mr. Furuzanfar. The video.
Put it in the player.
Sure. It was her.
Pause it?
Sure.
I want to see her face. Zoom in on it. Thank you very much.
No problem.
You can go. Close the door behind you.
Sure. Excuse me.
Who is that, Manusha?
What?
I said, who is that lady, Manusha?
It's not that clear from over here. No, I don't know her.
Who sent her? What do they want? Why did she pretend to be my niece?
What could I say, sir? I'm innocent here, sir.
Open up that damn mouth of yours!
Sir, but I didn't do anything. That lady, sir, please allow me to sit, sir. The story of that lady, excuse me. Excuse me, my throat's a little bit dry. Would you like some, sir? How can I say it? This is about the fight that's been going on. Bazard wanted to find his aunt, I mean, your sister, to get her involved in the fight between you two, to drag her into the middle of the fight.
Oh, so that's it. What role does that girl play?
That girl, well, she's his attorney.
A con artist attorney?
Yes, 100%.
That's good.
Sir, excuse me, but now I have told you everything there was to say. I should get back to work.
You'll get tired. Go home and rest.
I should go home? But, sir, what did I do wrong here? If Bazard's not feeling well, why should others be blamed? Sir, he's going full speed ahead until he slams into a wall. I have nothing to do with it. I'm not with him. No one is with him. Sir, let me do my job again to be beside you.
I have one condition.
Sure, sir, you got it. Whatever it is, I accept it without even hearing it. I'll do it for you.
Bazard has a witness, is that right?
Yes, sir, that's right. Yes, he does.
Tell him to arrange a meeting between me and his witness.
Sure thing, sir.
I want to confront the witness right in front of him.
Yes, of course.
If he's not lying, he'll have to look me in the eyes and repeat it.
Sure, sir, you got it. Did you need anything else?
Go. Manusher.
Yes, sir.
You won't come back to the factory before you get it done.
Sure, of course. Excuse me.
Well, you fake little niece. I'll do something to you that you'll regret for the rest of your life.
How many children does Hesam have?
Two. He's got two girls. One of them's an intern and the other studying psychology. Praise God, they've got tons of money, too.
Well, with the inheritance that your grandfather left you, you should be well off, too.
Yes, but unfortunately, it's not like that.
How come?
It's been a while that I've been struggling to get the answer to their question. Excuse me a minute.
No problem.
Hello? Hi, Mr. Zarnia.
Hello. Hi, Mr. Furuzanfar. I'm sorry. This morning when you called, I was in court and couldn't answer the phone. Has something happened? What's wrong?
I don't have any good news. Actually, Sohail Khurram has been arrested.
His wife is holding onto the video. She won't give it.
Oh, man, that's really a problem.
I doubt that Dalavar would talk without Sohail's permission.
Very well. Now, let's talk about tomorrow. We'll see what we can do.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Have a seat, please. Has something happened?
I was just talking to Furuzanfar. Sohail Khurram has been arrested.
So the uncle did what he wanted to.
Yes. There's one witness left, Dilawar Qasemi, and I really don't know if he'll still testify if he finds out Khurram has been arrested.
So the story of this case is getting more twisted.
Yes.
Let's move on. You will have to go to the registry office. It seems they've responded to Mr. Davoodi's request.
Sure. Should I go right now?
Right now? No. What's the rush? Leave it. Wait for a while. You should wait 3-4 days. Then you can go with no worries.
I'm sorry.
You have to go right now.
Yes, sure.
Aunt, thank you for coming. Please come in.
Well.
Mother, Soraya.
Hello.
We're so happy that you came.
Thank you.
It's very kind of you to come.
Thank you.
Yes, it's great. I'm so happy. Well,
Mother.
Well.
Please come in. Please come in.
Well. Yes, please. We're so glad you came.
Hello. Thank you for coming. Thank you. It's just a little something. You must be Soraya. I've just heard the story about Habib. I know it might be a little too late to offer my condolences, but...
Please, have some, Aunt.
You shouldn't have taken the trouble, darling.
I've only seen your aunt 2 times. It was about 20 years ago. Praise God, knock on wood, she hasn't changed at all.
That's kind of you. But the mirror I look at every morning before I go to school is saying something else to me.
Oh, you're just being modest, Fatima.
As my mother-in-law says, a person sees what they want to see in the mirror. If you listen to what my mother says, from tomorrow you'll see a different Fatima.
The passage of time is a reality. None of us are the people we were in the past. But I'm not ungrateful. Thank God I keep myself busy with the children at school and dealing with their parents as well. It's part of the job, you know.
You wouldn't believe it how happy I was when I heard I have an aunt in this world.
My darling.
I wish Saraya and Behzad knew about it since their childhood. But, well, Habib didn't agree to it, nor did his son.
Well, what's important is that we're all together now.
Well. Saraya, dear, don't fill Aunt up with fruit and pastries now. Man, there's plenty of kebabs. Give it here, brother. Go on over there. Go and do some of your graphic design. Man, this requires expertise. By the way, Aunt, did you know making kebabs requires expertise? I mean, the wind that you fan on it from the left side and the wind that you fan on the right side, there's a world of difference between them, my brother.
All right, now, just do it.
I will just do it, my brother. I know what I'm doing. Don't you worry. Come here. Well. Now, brother, don't get upset at me. Don't get mad now. I'm on your side.
Whose side aren't you on? Tell me that.
Man, leave me alone here. I was forced to do that in front of your mom. I went to see your uncle today. He wanted me to tell you something.
Eh? So you've become messenger for both sides. Congrats on your new career.
Azad, don't talk like that. I'll get upset, eh? I already told you I'd go and kiss your uncle's hand. What can I do, brother? Life costs money.
All right, just keep fanning.
Oh, I'll keep fanning, brother, and I will make my kebabs. You'll see. Your uncle wants to talk to Delavar in your presence so you can see if what he's saying is true or just a bunch of nonsense.
He wants to talk to Delavar? Well, he should. I don't mind at all. But there's a problem. Delavar is only prepared to talk in court.
What? In court?
That's right, in court.
But everything will get all messed up then.
For me or for uncle?
Well, brother, that's something that'll be clarified in court. When we see if your uncle's attorneys are stronger or your personal private investigator.
Personal investigator?
Yes, brother. She's been found out. It's all over with. They have the video of the girl. The closed-circuit cameras at the factory got her.
You didn't give Uncle the address to the law firm, did you?
No, man, don't get flustered. I'm not like that at all. I just showed you a sign so that you'd know without my corporation, if you do something, you'll get stuck in it.
From now on, I'll have to pay more attention to Delavar.
What for?
So that my uncle doesn't threaten him or do something to him.
Man, you mean you really don't trust him at all? Oh, it's Saraya. But Saraya's right here. Hello, how are you? How's everything going? Thank you, and is your family doing well? No, I think the battery in his phone is dead. No, he's right here. Hold on for a minute.
It's Miss Bahar.
Why didn't you tell her I'm not here?
Well, you are here. When you're here, I should say that you're not now. Well, honorable guests, in honor of the presence of our dear aunt, I want to invite you to listen to a terrific local song, which goes, rain, rain, it's raining, hey. Rain, rain, it's raining, hey. Put your hand in my hand. I've been waiting for you, hey.
Why is your voice like that?
It's nothing. I went to your company today, but you weren't there.
Yeah, I didn't go to work today.
Look, Behzad, I wanted to talk to you about something for the final time.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Look, Behzad, I'll say it again. This fight that you and my uncle have started, it's lose-lose. There won't be any winner in this fight, Behzad. I want you to just stop it now. Try to make a wise decision.
Look, Baha, we've already talked to each other regarding this matter. I don't have anything new to say.
Is that your last word?
I'm sorry. Aunt, when did your mother pass away?
It's been about 4 years now.
May she rest in peace.
Your departed loved ones rest in peace too. Now that I think about it, after she passed away, this is the first night that I'm not eating dinner alone.
Hope you enjoy the food.
It won't be the last night either, Aunt. We won't let you go. Isn't that right, Soraya? Aunt, do you think that we could? Look here now. It's tomatoes from Veramin. Ali from the farmer's market went to 12 different stores to pick out 2 kilos of it for me. Go ahead and have some. I hope you enjoy it. They're just waiting to
leave. Please, have some.
Thank you very much. You went to so much trouble. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bezard, have some.
You have a very beautiful home. Have you been here a long time?
Well, the truth is, when Habib passed away, he didn't leave anything behind. He spent a lot of money, but he was also easily tricked. This house... Well, her son bought it for us. God bless him.
What about you, Aunt? God willing, you've got your own house.
Yes, darling. I have my own house. If you want to know the truth, I had a really bitter past with my brothers. Not that I mean your husband or your father. I'm talking about my own brothers, who weren't really brothers for me at all. One day, Habib may rest in peace... And Hissam came, took me and my mother and transferred the title of the house into our names. They also said they'd give us a monthly allowance. And in return, we signed some documents. Then we found out that by signing those documents, in reality, we'd lost our share of the inheritance.
Hello, sir.
What happened, Manuchar?
Nothing, sir. I told him what you said, word for word. Now, the rest of it is up to Bazard himself. He says that guy, that Delavar, he's only willing to talk once, and that's in court. That's all.
Very well. Let him do whatever he wants to.
Sir, but that's not right.
What do you mean?
Sir, he's gone and invited that
stepsister of yours, Fatima, here for dinner tonight. He's having a party.
What's she saying? Why did she come there?
How should I know, sir? He invited her here for dinner, and they've been chatting away all night, and Bazard's gone and taken her home now.
What was that woman saying?
Nothing, sir. She just nagged and
complained a bit, and I don't know, sir, how they stole her inheritance. They didn't give her a share. I told her she shouldn't be so ungrateful, not to worry about material things so much. Man, no offense, sir. God forbid, but we all eventually end up in the ground.
Didn't she say anything else?
No, sir, she didn't say anything else, but, sir, believe me, I'm with you.
I mean, if, God forbid, I find out you're even the slightest bit upset with me, then I'll cut everything off with the Bazard. I'll take my wife and leave.
Manuchar.
Yes, sir.
Come back to the factory.
Yes, sure, sir. You got it. I'll be there first thing tomorrow.
At 6 o'clock in the morning.
These last few days, sir. Hello? Hello? He hung up.
Manuchar.
What?
You coming down to help?
Sure, you got it. Tonight it's my turn. If anyone touches the dishes, they have to answer to me.
خواستم کدوم جون کدوم عشق شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوس هایی که دامنگیر میشه. میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی‌عشق میشه. فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته. حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا. تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره. به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه. فقط کاش بین این سای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چیه.